Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the show. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you so very, very much for doing that and for doing it for so long. Thank you for the letters that you've been sending us. And, you know, we also have asked you questions about our launch, the additional channels, and please stay tuned for that. We're going to be sending a lot of information out about that as we unfold that and ask your opinion about everything from, do you like the logo or don't you like the logo? Because it's about dreams coming true. It's about dreams coming true. And this is really where I want to start the show today, saying hi to Benny, saying hi to Jessica, saying hi to Olivia. This is where I want to start the show today. I met Mike Murphy a couple of years ago, and I got a hold of one of his books, and I was just blown away by it. And when I and interviewed him about it, and so if you want to go listen to those interviews, you can certainly go do that. And when we sat down and we talked about the creation frequency, and that was what was in front of us at the time, I also discovered something else. And, you know, as this journey continued with Mike and his show and his book, I discovered that underneath all of this, we can be touched by love and hope in ways that are so profoundly powerful. But many of us don't really talk about it. You know, many of us kind of hold things within. But that's not Mike. That's not Mike Murphy. He's not gonna do that. Today's show is so special and so timely because it's a remembering for all of us living in color, a love story in sickness and in health with my very special guest, Mike Murphy. Now, you should know this about Mike, and I'm just going to give you a little information and then we're going to go. We're going to just take off. When I think about Mike, you've heard his shows. He and I have so much in common, right? You know, you grow up in a family that's alcoholic, let's just say, for lack of a better term. You know, you look at gratitude in many, many ways, different ways, actually. And, you know, here you are, you look at the people and the changes they make to eradicate addiction, to make those transformations, right? You know, to look at the many, many ways that life brings us events. But more importantly, if you know Mike, you're looking at not just what comes to you, but you're looking at how things will change. Now, Mike and I also have a couple of things in common. We've been kicked out of schools, right? I got kicked out of Catholic boarding school. Who does that? But that's not what it is. You know, what it is, we find ourselves going through life and deciding we're going to make the change. We're going to do this. Maybe over here, we're going to go to a 12-step meeting. Maybe over here, we're going to take a look and somebody says to us, hey, your life, it's a mess. It's just a mess. And maybe what we're going to do is we're going to listen. And once we get the gift of these people that have come forward, once we get the gift of that, something changes inside of us as it has for Mike. And what changes is we start to think about how we can help others. That's what the creation frequency is about. You can hear about that. But what does it also do for us? Maybe people that never thought they'd be able to love or understand what unconditional love is. What happens when you find it? What happens when you love so very, very deeply that the loss of that love and the journey that you're willing to go on for somebody you love is so profound that you have to share the story with the world. That's what Mike and I are talking about today. Living in Color is a story about his wife Margot's 9-year battle with cancer, but it's so much more. It's so much more. It's Mike telling a story, sharing this with us, the ups and downs, the ins and the outs. Why? Because we are living in it now. And if you can understand how important this book is, and today we're going to tell you how you can get your copy of it, but more important than that, then you go and you say, I'm going to create a foundation. I'm going to create Love from Margot Foundation because I want to help other people. See, when you've been touched like this, something changes in you, and that's how you change the world. Mike, it's so great to have you here.
Thank you, Pat. And I just want to say one thing, that being on right now with you is like, you know, I think if we surrender and we let life, we just jump in the river of life and go with it, that we're protected to a certain extent. Because 2 hours ago, I was freaking out, you know, and because, you know, the launch of this book and dealing with Amazon and all these problems, and then to come and be on your show with such a big hearted woman. For you guys up there in Seattle, you have a special person there broadcasting. And I first met Dr. Pat, you know, I think it was 2018 when Creation Frequency came out. So just you've given a lot of comfort to my heart with that introduction. So I'm very grateful for that. Thank you.
And you know, Mike, I want to start out with a very interesting place. Many people may look at us and think, that dude is still alive. Are you kidding? He didn't crash and burn. He didn't crash and burn. And I want to ask you this question as we start to talk about the book. How did love for Margot change Mike Murphy?
Well, you know, so it's so interesting. You know, first of all, we probably never should have even been together. And the first moment that we met, there was a connection, energetically connection, so deep into the eyes and the soul. But at the time, she came to sell me something, and it wasn't appropriate for us to discuss that. But for 7 months, we worked together, and she was falling in love with me, unbeknownst to me, and I was falling in love with her, unbeknownst to me. And we weren't in a position where we could easily be together. We had other relationships going on. But there was something on a soul level here that for 7 months, we worked together, falling in love. And then when we created this relationship, Plato talked about twin flames, where one soul cut in half, and we spend many lifetimes looking for the other half. And when you find that other half, you feel a completeness, a wholeness that you've never felt before. And it's so powerful, it's so addicting. But with that said, it can also be very, very painful because you're looking in the mirror 24/7. So you're seeing everything you love about yourself, but you're seeing everything you don't love about yourself. And so there's a lot of power in a love like that, but also a lot of controversy, drama. You know, it's not that simple. You know, there's a great author, speaker, Carolyn Mace, and she said, talking about soulmate, she said, your soulmate might not be your romantic partner, you know, this deep love. It's the person that drives the stake into your soul and heart the deepest. That is your soulmate. And so in the case with Margot, you know, I feel like, you know, she was younger than me, much more involved than me for sure, but she grabbed a hold of my heart and she refused to let go until I would open it. And she'd always tell me, Mike, you need to be vulnerable. I didn't know what she's talking about. I swear to God, the day I became vulnerable was the day that she died. And we can talk about the book and the 6 months prior to that death. But when she died, it was in that moment that I had no defenses. I was helpless. And I believe that God, my creator, whoever you want to call that, your higher power, came in and filleted open my heart and was able to take out all the BS, arrogance, selfishness, and replace it with love. And so that's how I started living from that place. And that took a while to get grounded, you know, because I went out into the world, this big open heart and all right brain and no left brain. And, you know, it was, it, it took me a while to get grounded, but thank you for asking.
Well, and because I love that you shared that, you know, and again, that's something you and I have in common. Why do we have that in common? I mean, if we step back, and that's another show we can do, and certainly we've talked about it, and we step back, there's a certain level of protection we had to have around our heart. If you grew up where you grew up and I grew up where I grew up, right, you know, there's right. a certain level of stuff that we need. I developed a whole brand about it called crust busting. Okay. But it got me up to a point. Here's the thing that so gets you. And I want to say this to everybody. And I think, Jessica, you're showing copies of the book. And I just want everybody to see it. But this is a message for all of you right now. I want to read something here. Because it not only talks to what Mike's talking about. And we'll talk more about the book. But just, this is something that if we were to invite you today to do is to not shut your heart so completely, regardless of what's going on in the world, regardless of whether you voted for this guy or that guy or this, that, or whatever it's going for, this here, right here, listen to this to Margo. Jeez. I'll be right there. To Margo, words can never express my love and gratitude for all that you gave me. You were and still are my greatest teacher. Together, forever, whenever. And to anyone who has ever been affected by cancer. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, fill in the blank to anyone that's ever been affected by, fill in your own word. But cancer, the word, the journey we're going to talk about, what Mike is doing right now, the foundation, the way he gives back, you will get a sense by the end of this show that this is more than a book. And we're going to give you an opportunity to support this and support other people that have struggled with cancer. Some of them have made it, some of them are not. But what the world has cut off from healing, what we're cut off from truly having access to what we really need to heal, this is the time to change. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Mike Murphy.
Do you have traits of ADD or ADHD? It can be hard to meet society's expectations of productivity when traditional approaches to time management and organization don't work for your unique brain. You need customized strategies. In the ADHD Self-Mastery Podcast with Bonnie Minku, you get concise, actionable solutions to help you modify your approach and achieve your goals. Learn more about Bonnie at thrivewithADD.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa, every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Yes. Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no. Or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Yes, this is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart. I'm just telling right now. We really need to do more of that. And I'm not saying it's easy. That's why Mike's here. But today we're talking about living in color. It is a love story. It is a love story in sickness and in health with Mike Murphy. It is a story that talks about not just a very deep love, but how love and loss literally opens you up, opens your heart. And then what you do with that is you turn around and you say, I'm going to do some good in the world. I'm going to tell this story. And I love that Mike is doing this. So what I want to say right now is the book is available. And Mike's going to tell you, as usual, what he has done to give back to all of you. But the book is available. And the best way to find out more about this is we're going to be able to give you websites, lovefrommargot.org, lovefrommargot, and it's margot.org is one way, mountainsofhope.com, and certainly the creation frequency. But Mike, tell us what happens when people get the book now.
Okay, so great. First of all, let me just briefly tell you what the book's about. So on November 29th, 2010, Margot was told by her oncologist that the cancer that she'd been fighting for 8 years had spread through the lining of her brain and her cerebral spinal fluid. And if she did nothing, she had 6 weeks to live. And if she treated it, she had 6 months to live. And so the book focuses on those 6 months and with flashbacks into our love story, how we came to be, so on and so forth. So I will tell you this about the book. It's a page turner, even though you know what's going to happen. You just keep turning the pages. It's so dramatic what she went through. And I'm just the witness to this story, okay? Because here's the beauty of her. This is what's going on in the world today. And this is why, you know, this book's been completed since 2015. Why hasn't it been published? Good question. One, looking back on now, I don't think I was emotionally ready. But two, I think it serves the world better now because every one of us today is looking at the world and going, whoa, what happened? What's going on? And we're feeling the fear. There's a collective consciousness of fear out there that, and we're all connected by the same energy, ladies and gentlemen. You and I are connected. So when you suffer, I suffer, okay? And now we have this huge world suffering and confused. And so guess what? Every day we wake up and we have to look at fear. And so every day Margot woke up looking at death and fear, and every day she chose love. And that's the message of the book, and that's why it's so inspirational. You're going to meet a young woman that was so far beyond her years, the way she dealt with this. Every day she fought to live another day while preparing for her final breath. And all I wanted to do was, as someone that was blessed to witness this amazing person go through this with that kind of attitude, I just wanted to honor her and tell the story. And now is the perfect time. So I really encourage you. You're going to love the book. You are going to cry. You're going to be inspired. But I think you're going to come away a more courageous person. And believe me, I think for the future, the next few years, we need to get strong and healthy, physically, mentally, emotionally strong, and find some courage. Because I don't know what's coming down the road, but whatever's coming is coming fast. And we've just got to be prepared, ladies and gentlemen. That's my message for today. Mm-hmm. So if you buy the book, and you can buy it at amazon.com, you can go to lovefrommargot.org. We have all the reviews. The reviews are just blessed my heart. We have testimonies. I think there's a testimonial there from Mariel Hemingway, the actress, and all kinds of things. But if you buy the book and then you send me proof of purchase, you can send it to mike@loveformargo.org, M-A-R-G-O-T, mike@loveformargo.org. And I will send you, as a gift from me, the Creation Frequency online course. Okay, it retails for $197. I paid in 1982 $350 for this information. It is very, very unique. No one talks about it as the most unique way to use the law of attraction and manifest into your physical reality what you truly desire. Because here's the truth, ladies and gentlemen, whatever we desire and we feel in our heart, and then we use a mind and create a thought and we send that out into the universe, it becomes our physical reality. For example, Steve Jobs had a desire for this. And he used the power of his mind to create a plan. And now it's in my hand. Everything that comes into your physical life starts here and here, and it goes out and it comes back. It's called the law of attraction. Believe me, you're doing it already. Okay. I promise you, you've attracted everything. You've created everything in your life. And when we take responsibility for that, guess what? We're no longer a victim. And when we're no longer a victim, now we're powerful. And when we take that power back and we learn this very simple technique, which I'm going to give to you in this course, then you can create the life of your dreams. So that's my desire, really, is to serve others. And I just want you to read this book, and I want to sell this book because this book is very personal and powerful, and I want to give you this gift. Yeah. So there you go.
And I want to say something about the book too. This is what I was struck by in my second read through it. We get to meet Margo. We get to meet Margo, and I learn a little bit more about Margo. First of all, I learn a little bit about her spirit. And there's a part in a book where you're at a wedding or something, and she must have a wig on her head. And as I'm reading about this, and she comes out and she's angry and she says, "Mike, why didn't you tell me I look like this?" Right? You know, like almost like, how could you let me walk around like this? Right? We get to meet her, but the excerpts in here, and we didn't talk about this last time, but I really want to mention it. You know, there are words that are in here that are from her as well as you. And when I went back to read them, I just went, oh my gosh. I got to know her in today's world. Does that make sense? I read this before when I first met you, but I got to read this now, 2 years into where we are, and it had more meaning for me. But what I love about this is you did something that, believe it or not, I don't know if you're up on statistics, Mike. But statistics of people staying together in love, in marriage, in anything, after one of the people has been diagnosed, the statistics of divorce in those situations are something like 80%. I want to ask you, what was going through your heart when you got this news? What went through your heart? What were the emotions?
It's even more deeper than that, because I had a big decision to make. Because see, when we met, we were both married to other people. And this book is real. I mean, it's messy, it's intense, but it's transparent and it's honest and it's real. This is real. Life is messy, right? And at least mine is. And so there I was, you know, and by the way, I had married my first wife twice. I had 4 children. I had a lot of money. I was the last person on planet Earth ever to get divorced. I guarantee you, the 4 years that we were divorced was the most painful time of my life. And when I got her back, it was the happiest day of my life. I was never getting divorced. And the day I met Margo, she came into my office to sell me advertising. She'd only been married 2 months. And we are proper people. We're not one to just, you know, to hurt people, you know, and that was our big dilemma. And that's why, you know, it was ugly. But here I am, you know, 4 children, married his wife twice. And now my girlfriend has stage 3 breast cancer. And I mean, that's part of the story, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to be front. But I mean, that was things. So this was my personal struggle. And it came down to this. Well, one, as I said, we were twin flames. This was meant to be. I was meant to be there for her, for this journey of her life. And she's still with me today. If you read the book and you go to the very end, and I think that's why we waited, because I write about the last 9 years in spirit and the things that have happened to me with her. I mean, it's mind blowing is all I can tell you. So, but the point is this, you know, if we let go and we trust everything, eventually there's a silver lining in everything. And even in her death and everything, there's silver linings, right? And so that's why we have to stay diligent. But sometimes we have decisions to make that are very, very difficult. And, you know, I know in that case, that one was very, very difficult. And then I asked myself, well, if I don't stay with her, can I live with myself?
Yeah, exactly.
And once I answered that question, you know, and I went to I flew all the way one night from California, Cincinnati, to meet with a spiritual leader that I respected. And he said, Mike, which person makes you the best version of yourself? And then the decision was over. I thought he was going to give me a big lecture and Bible and this and that. And this. No, Mike, which person will make you the best version of yourself? So the decision became easy, but it was a struggle in the beginning.
There's so much here. And there's so much that I love about this. But it is about the journey that we take. It is about the realizations. And it's also, Mike, about your willingness to really look in the mirror and then do something about it. I just want to be really clear. We all get to look in a mirror. We all get to look in a mirror. You know, we get to look in a mirror, and what we see sometimes is, oh, I got that big fat job. I'm making that low. Look at all the money I'm making. We look in the mirror and we're okay with that. And then one day we look in the mirror and we're like, oh, I am unrecognizable to myself. Right. I've got to change. And, you know, from this point though, you all made some decisions to get help, to get support, to find what sickness and in health is, to redefine health in the journey. I mean, this, of course, is that book, but it's also a book of not giving up, to look at options, to really, you know, what was that like for you? Because this led you then to Love for Margot Foundation, Mountains of Hope Retreat Center. I mean, this is not just a book. This book became a catalyst for you to get out there and say, Margot has left with us a legacy. So yes, this wasn't over.
Right.
What did you learn in the journey with her, journey?
Yeah, so let me say this. First of all, and then the other thing about the book, if you buy the book, the proceeds go to the Love for Margot Foundation. And I'm going to explain what that used to do and what it does now in a second. But that's important too, right? So, but the thing is that, you know, if I knew what I knew now, okay, and I was the person I am now, I really believe that Margot would still be alive, okay? But we can't go back in time. She also used to always say, we can't rewind time, and she's right. So here's the truth. So after Margot died, here I was with this big open heart. And then a friend of mine called me up and he said, Mike, my sister-in-law is moving from Wyoming or Montana, I can't remember which, to the Bay Area. Stage 4 breast cancer, 38, same age as when Margot passed, 3 children, not married, a minority, not that great of insurance. And he said, can you take her to Margot's oncologist? Because she's new in town. I said, sure. So we go there and he says, okay, we're going to order some tests, come back in a couple of weeks and we'll figure out what we're going to do. So I went with Amanda and we surgery here, a little procedure there, some testing there. And we became very close friends, right? But what I noticed is that they treated her differently than how Margot was treated. You know, Margot had good insurance. She had resources. I was always there with her. And it was a different experience. With Amanda, I noticed they either talked down to her over her head. And I couldn't say anything, but I just kind of felt uncomfortable, right? But then we went back to our oncologist, Margot's oncologist, and he said, okay, Amanda, the best protocol to extend your life are these 3 chemotherapies simultaneously. Unfortunately, your insurance will only pay for one, and that's all I can give you. And I got to tell you, it just blew my mind. I mean, we're talking about someone's life here, you know? And I just didn't know the world existed like that, to be honest with you. I mean, shame on me, right? But I said, hey, here's my credit card, and you give her whatever she needs. I mean, I had no other choice to do that.
Right.
And that was what became the Love for Margot Foundation. So now fast forward, And the next thing I know, I meet a 33-year-old, breast cancer spread to the brain. Okay. And she says to Mike, she says, Mike, will you just make sure I don't die alone in a hospital? I said, sure. So when she got to that point, I'm paying for round the clock nursing care, right? But she wouldn't die. I almost went broke. God bless her. I love Renee. She was a dear friend as well. But Renee, you're bankrupting me here. So, but, and then woman after woman after woman, mostly minority, the stories are horrendous. Yep. They're treated horrendously. They don't have a chance, right? And here I am paying for their rent, paying for transport. We're giving them financial grants because they get sick. They don't have money to begin with. They lose their job. Their expenses go up and they're screwed. But after 3 or 4 years of that, it was always the same. Cut off one or two breasts. Put a hole here, fill it with poison or chemotherapy, and then radiation. And the outcome was usually very, very bad and devastating, right? And so I'm going through all this money and going, hey, this isn't work. So, okay, let's switch gears. So I buy water purifiers and juicing machines and fruits and vegetables. Okay, well, now they think I'm their doctor. Well, I'm a car salesman, so that wasn't So now, and then I tried to work with the youth in Oakland. And then finally I said, okay, that's enough. So I'm here in South America, in Medellin, Colombia, and we're starting next year. We're doing these 22-day transformational health retreats. And now these women, and it's what I call conscious capitalism or spiritual capitalism. So we have 10 or 12 paying guests that will come, and then we'll give scholarships to two or three women from the Love for Margot Foundation. These are women below the poverty line. 95% of them are minorities. They have no money. They really have no hope. And we're going to bring them here and we're going to put them in an environment that is so powerful and healing. But more importantly, now we're going to detox the body, you know, and we're going to give them IVs of what they need and strengthen the immune system so they can fight for themselves. But we're also going to educate them of how the body works, the lymph system, and how to detox it and what good nutrition looks like and how much water should you drink. Then we're going to get in here and say, okay, what are your limiting beliefs? What's holding you back? And how can we reprogram? That's why it's 22 days, because we're going to get in here and we're going to create new neural pathways that will serve you in your healing journey. Then we're going to go in here, because almost all illnesses have some sort of emotional wound linked to them. And we're going to clean this up, and we're going to get forgiveness and get rid of resentment and find love and service. And so now I believe that these women are going to be able to take their power back, learn how to heal themselves, and at least have a fighting chance. And if nothing else, you know, I don't care if they don't live one more extra day, they're not going to suffer like that process is right now. So that's where we're at. And by the way, you know, this retreat for the paying guests is for everybody. You know, but I'm doing what I know what would have healed Margot. That's what I'm doing. And more importantly, what's going to extend my life, because I'm building this as if I were going to do this to what I would need to live longer and to be healthy and to be able to serve the world. So it's a win-win-win. And by the way, if you do send me proof of purchase of the book, we're also going to enter you into a raffle, which we do in a week from tonight. And you can win a 22-day transformational health retreat. Wow. At Mountains of Hope. And we're also doing a 1 week liver flush and detox in December, one in January, one in February. So we're going to give one of those away so that's three in total. So there's some raffle prizes that we're going to give. We're having a virtual launch party tonight. If you can join us, 5 p.m. Pacific. And, you know,
I think I'm doing that.
Dr. Pat is graciously.
I think I'm
going to
be there.
Dr. Pat has graciously agreed to be our host. Thank God. And so it's going to be fun. It's going to be loose. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, you know, listen, this Creation Frequency online course is not going to make your life easier. It's going to make it better. Okay. Life is hard. Okay. Let's accept that fact. Life is hard, especially now. And we got to get tougher and smarter and stronger. And that's what this course is going to give you. And now you're going to have the tools to create a much better life, but it still takes work. Okay. That's the problem with Think and Grow Rich and The Secret and all. Hey, listen, it all works. Okay. And you're all doing it right now. I'm just going to show you how to do it with intention, but more importantly, you still got to show up. You still got to get out of bed. And so, you know, that's what life's about, and let's embrace that and let's enjoy that. And let's make that fun.
Yeah. And let me just tell everybody, if you go to lovefrommargot.org, when you go there, there's the book, right? Yeah. There's the book. You can actually find out about the book. You're going to find out a lot more. And I think that's where the information is going to be also about tonight's event. I want to just stay with what you said, because I would have been where Margot is. Well, I don't know if I'd have been where Margot is. I may have been at that other place, just saying. just saying right now. But the way that it happened, this is how I love the way the universe, God, whatever you believe in, whatever you call it, I love the way it works. Because there's a reason you and I are here talking about this. We were not meant to go that pathway. We were meant to do something with what we've learned. You see that? See, I can only imagine what your life would be like right now, how much of a mess it would be if you didn't take action. Same thing with me. Because I know when I decided to leave this after 6 months, 18 years ago, and I just took all the pressure from everybody, why are you spending money and not making money? I didn't have a good answer. Probably you didn't have a good answer to that either.
Still don't.
People are like, what are you doing? But the reason we're talking about this is because I was lucky. I had the angel lady who's been with me from my first week in 2003 show. And the angel lady said, 2003, she said to me, the angels are telling me that you need to find a doctor that administers T3. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to sound ignorant, but I was like, T3, okay. And then I Googled it. Two people came up back then. Dr. Nusheen Darvish, naturopath. And I went in there storming. Dr. Darvish saved my life. By the way, for those of you out there, you know, this is what happens when you take a bold action in the United States of America and you decide you are going to help people naturally. When you make that decision in the United States of America, you better either live in Washington State or move to Washington State. And that angel lady saved my life. Of course, I went in there with the whole T3 story. Dr. Darvish looks at me. We were in a little small place at the time. And she looked at me and says, I got good news. What? Okay. Nothing wrong with your thyroid. I said, oh, good. She said, now we got to peel the onion back so we can get you well. And I went on a 10-year journey with what everybody called a mystery disease with really no hope in sight. And I've shared that story, Mike, the way you're sharing it, because we have got to talk to people to let them know there's another way. To let them know that there is a way we can educate ourselves. But I will tell you your story about the community of people you referenced. I grew up in that community. We have to help them restore trust again, because I'm telling you, the way people have been treated, they don't trust. But isn't that part of what you're doing? First of all, by offering the book, Everybody Living in Color, buy the book and you're going to see everything you're getting. Then you're paying it back. Then you're giving it back. But you're not just giving back at that level. You're saying, I have discovered, and you said it so well, if I'd have known now, I'm paraphrasing, if I knew then what I know now, we may have had a different outcome. If I didn't go through 10 years of this on air with Darvish, Ronnie, all these people whose licenses were getting threatened back then, all the doctors I interviewed, all the natural doctors, all the herbalists. So beyond hope and love, isn't this another way for you to extend Margot's vision to help people?
Yeah. And let me share, I hope you guys read this book because she was a remarkable person. She's literally dying, right? Terminal illness. And I remember one time we're driving to a hospital to do something and she couldn't sit up. She had to lay down. So it was like, we took the SUV, made it into like a makeshift ambulance. And she's texting my nephew who's going surgery that day and arranging to send him a pillow and a blanket because he has like a 10-hour surgery. And she's more concerned about him than her. And this is what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I'm trying to do. This is what Dr. Pat does. People are suffering. People are suffering at a very deep level today, and there's way too much of it. That's why the world is out of balance. And that suffering, you know, we have our individual consciousness. We can control that. But there's the collective, and that's going to flow towards us. And so how do we fix this? Because, you know, whatever's going on in the world, is insane at the moment. So how do we fix it? We got to raise the consciousness. We need to take the word love and make it into a verb. And when we do that, then we have compassion for those less fortunate. And there's 7.5 billion people or so. And if half of us would lift up someone less fortunate, just, and I don't care if it's a smile, I don't care if it's a kind word, I don't care if it's across the street, I don't care if it's a drive to a hospital, I don't care if it's reading a book to an older person in an old person's home or whatever it is, okay? Whatever you can do every day to raise that consciousness of love and compassion, that's how we shift this thing. That's how we make heaven back on the earth. That's how we take control. And that's how we end the suffering. We got to end the suffering. Too many people are suffering. And people, you know, in Oakland, they've destroyed the African-American community there. Okay. So, and we can go in and debate how it happened, but it's economic, ladies and gentlemen. It's more economic than it is race. It's just, they've been mistreated for too long economically and not given the chance, right? And so this is what we got to fix. So if all of us will just help someone else that's less fortunate, that's, I don't care what that looks like, just do it. And more importantly, you'll be shocked at the blessing you receive. I always say that you can't outgive God. And the more you give, the more you get. And that is the real spiritual law of the universe. You know, they call it, if I could drop this all day long, and it's called gravity, right? Well, let me tell you something. You give, it comes back, not 1x, not 5, 10x, 20x, 50x. And that's not why I give. That's just a side benefit of opening my heart and serving others. So please, do something for someone less fortunate, and you'll be amazed at what happens to you in your life.
And I want to say this, you know, if you're thinking about getting a copy of the book, think about somebody else that might benefit from it, because I've paid forward more books than you can imagine. As a matter of fact, I would love to give a copy of the book away right now. 1-800-930-2819. I'd love to give a copy of the book away. Mike, I want to go towards a part of the book, and I know there's so much to talk about, but I got to tell you, I got to this part of the book again, and I just had to put my eye makeup on again today and the whole thing. But I got to the part of the book where you are renewing your vows. And if I might, if I could, I want to read something about what this comes down to. And for those of you, you'll find it in the book. If you have the book, or you're going to get the book. And thank you, by the way, for putting the pictures in the book. Most people do not put pictures in the book for some strange saving cost of publishing thing.
Right.
But there's a part in this book that I got to, and there's a beautiful picture of Margot and Duke on the bed, which is Duke is
her boxer.
Margot's first love, of course.
Exactly.
And she starts by saying this, and I'm going to get to the part that I just can't get out of my mind. I still can't believe this is our life, she says, as I come to stand behind her and she leans against me. All these beautiful moments, you know, when I was a little girl, I was afraid of death. But what scared me most was that I might not be remembered. I might not savor the beautiful moments in my life. She goes on to talk about that. But then she goes right later on, and she says, geez. And then she says, you said we met 500 years ago, so maybe I've loved you for 500 years. Touching the ring on my finger, she continues, I don't think of one lifetime as enough for our love. I will love you for eternity. That's what our wedding ring symbolizes for me.
Yeah, I mean, here was an amazing thing, a couple things. One, after she had passed and I'm packing everything up and moving, I find journals from that she had written from age 12 to 38 when she passed. Wow. And even though she had told me every story of her life, reading it in, as a 12-year-old wrote, as a 14-year-old, as an 18, as a 24, it was just beyond mind blowing. And she was so evolved. You know, she literally in her journals talked about that she was going to die before her younger sister. She was going to die before her parents, what she wanted her ashes, where she wanted her ashes spread. I mean, she wrote that in her teens or early 20s, right? She had some, she knew stuff that, and then the last 6 months of her life, we started a blog called Send Margot Love. There were people all over the world praying for her and reaching out to us. But the depth of what she wrote in those blogs and in these journals, and that's what makes the book so rich.
Yes.
And by the way, you know, I'm flawed. She's flawed. We're just like everybody listening to this. We're just regular human beings trying to get by in this world, right? But she had a depth to her when it came to love and acceptance. And just, I'm telling you, you will love this book. You will fall in love with her. And by the way, mentioning that renewal of vow scene, at loveformargo.org, you can go to meet Margot, and there's video of that night. And it was just so profound. And so just one of the special moments, you know, always be with me. So thank you.
And I want to make sure, please go to loveformargo.org. And, you know, Mike also talked about the proceeds for the book. But also when you get a copy of the book, also the idea to help you as you're reading the book. But even before that is, you know, this is a commitment for Mike. You know, Mike Murphy, of course, you've seen his shows, you know what he's passionate about. But this is a part that I can't talk enough about. You know, when you have been touched in life, there's a next step for you, for all of us. There's this next step for all of us, whether it's loss, whether it's acquisition, whether you gain something or you lose something, whether you shift something or you let go of something. There are moments and opportunities for us to act differently, maybe even act better. And the fact, Mike, that what you're doing with this is you're pretty much giving away with the purchase of the book, not only things that you've learned, discovered, and taught, but things that people are using now in the creation frequency to change their own life.
Yes.
And I'm so glad you're doing it.
Because, can I talk about the creation frequency?
Please. Thank you.
I can't. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, this is 1982. Okay. I'm in a 12 AA meeting. Okay. I left home in the ninth grade. I was a habitual runaway juvenile delinquent, always getting in trouble, always getting arrested, always on the streets, right? And here I am at age 25, and I have a 2 month or 2 year old baby. I abandoned my wife and my 2 month old baby, and now it's 2 years later. And this guy says, your life's a mess, but I might know somebody that can help you. And in the book, my first book, Love Unfiltered, we call him the mystery man. His name was Doug Fitzgerald. And he was a recovering alcoholic that was studying Silva mind control and other things. And so he said to me, he said, Mike, you come here 1 hour a week for 7 weeks, and I promise you'll get everything you want in your life. I mean, come on. But here was the good news. I had nothing to lose. I mean,
right.
And I was like a sponge. And it's $50 an hour. By the way, I didn't have $50. And that felt like $5,000 today. So I think I wrote a bad check the first session. But anyways, but what he taught me, he said, Mike, we're going to break your life into six sections. Okay. Because balance, we need balance. So you have family, you have career, you have money, you have contribution, you have these areas of your life, right? And each week we're going to write an intention. But here's the thing. There's no difference between imagination and reality. Whatever you can imagine, you can bring into your reality. So we're going to write it as if it already exists today. He says, what do you want most in your life? I said, man, I've been suffering for 2 years. I don't want someone else raising my daughter. I want to reconcile with my wife. Problem is, she hates my guts. I can barely pay the $187 a month child support. And he goes, don't worry about it. Write the intention. And he coaches me. Lisa and I are so happy in this marriage. Our daughter, Michelle, thrives in this marriage. Just a paragraph or two, but just powerful. It already exists. Next week, owning my own business. Next week, making 10 grand a month. Next week, contribution. Next week, health, right? And so week seven, this is 1982. He brings out a boombox. For you younger people, that's what we used to listen to music on. Okay, and he puts in a cassette tape with Theta brainwave music. Then over here, he gives me a tape recorder and a microphone, and he hands me a relaxation script. He says, okay, I'm going to play the music, and you're going to read into this microphone the relaxation script, because we're going to get you into a self-hypnotic trance with that and the music, so that these intentions can get through the conscious mind into subconscious mind, and that's where the power is. And so then I want you to read each intention. So I left there 7 weeks later, $350 poor. with a little white cassette tape. And he said, I want you to listen every morning and every night. And I wasn't religious about listening either. Okay. But you, in 6 months, I own my own restaurant. 2 years, she calls me up and asks me out on a date. We get remarried. I go from making nothing and being broke to a multimillionaire. I mean, it just happened. Right. And so that's what I want to give you. So what we've done, we've created an app. It's embedded with Theta Brainwave Music. It's a tape recorder. It's free. I'm giving you the course for free. If you want to buy the book, buy the book. I think it's $10. Or so. I mean, but grasp this concept, because it's in the Bible. In the first book of the Bible, Genesis, says God spoke the world into existence. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but the concept is true. Okay. We can create our physical reality with our emotions, our desires, and our thoughts and our mind. And you're doing it right now. But now when you start doing it with intention and you start seeing these things that you truly desire, now you have a bigger why. Now you jump out of bed. Now you can barely go to sleep. You're so excited and things start to happen. Okay. Yeah. So I want you to, you know, buy the book, send me proof. We send you the course. The app is free, and create a better life, because believe me, the time is coming. You're going to need it.
Yeah. And you know, tonight, by the way, I just want to tell everybody that there is a special broadcast tonight, and I want to just make sure I got a couple of requests, and I want to make sure I announce these websites again. For those of you out there, again, you could take a look at what we're talking about. Love from Margot, margot.org. There's the book. You can go there. You can buy it from there. The other thing is you can also go to the creationfrequency.com, thecreationfrequency.com. And Mike's telling you about it. If you want to find out more, you can go there. But the other thing I also want to make sure you all look at is Mountains of Hope. Mm-hmm. And we touched a little bit about this probably tonight in the special broadcast we are doing. You're going to find out more about it. And what I love about what Mike is doing is I love that when you go to mountainsofhope.com, or when you look here, and Mike says, the proceeds going to go, and this is what we're going to do. He really means it. But more importantly, if you are at that place where I was in 2004, unbelievably lost, not understanding anything about anything that I could do, just completely remotely unaware, there's never been a time for us to say yes to ourselves. And that's part of the journey. Mike, I know we're going to be talking again tonight. I can't thank you enough for doing this show. I especially want to thank you for releasing the book. And I hope that people do watch the video. It's not just a book about the journey, but you share and you let Margot and Margot's voice be heard throughout this book. And that combined with the level of heart opening, it really is a way for all of us to know that we can choose love and not hate.
You know, there's one of my favorite books, and I read it. My mother gave it to me when I was a teenager, and it's called Love is Letting Go of Fear by Gerald Jampolsky.
Oh, yeah.
And just a short little book. But you know, that's the whole thing, ladies and gentlemen, because fear, it lives in the brain, in the mind, okay? And that's where most of us live. And I say that the hardest, longest journey we ever take is 18 inches. It's from here to here. Because when we live with here, we can't be brainwashed. We can't be fooled. We can't turn on the news and get tricked. Okay. This is our truth. This is our essence. This is our eternal, timeless consciousness that will never die. This is our essence. So when we live here and we use this magnificent supercomputer to create the plan to fulfill this, we are there. And then our gut instinct, that's what we can trust. This, ladies and gentlemen, I've been brainwashed so many times. I've been lied to. I've been tricked. I've been manipulated so many times. So I try, I still go here. Don't go. I still got work to do. But when I'm living, when I don't live here and I live here, it's actually more painful because you feel, but you know, I think it was a Descartes or somebody said, you know, I think, therefore I am.
No, yeah.
I feel, therefore I am. But we are taught not to feel, especially men. And there's a reason for that, because they know they can brainwash this and they know they can't trick this. So that's why I say, live here, use this to create the life of your dreams.
Mike Murphy, everyone. And don't forget, tonight, again, as we mentioned earlier, we're going to be doing a special broadcast. The book is available, by the way, on Amazon and other places. So just so you know, you can go to lovefrommargo.org, check it out. You could go to mountainsofhope.com and look at the retreat. Look at the thing that we were talking about today. And Mike, I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. Thank you for not giving up the fight.
Thank you. Thank you,
Doctor. Oh, my God. Thank you all for tuning us in. We're going to take a really short break. Jessica, thank you. Benny, thank you. Olivia, thank you. Mike Murphy, Unfiltered as well, the Creation Frequency. Please, buying this book, this book is going to help us save lives. Thank you all.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.